Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Hi. Good morning. This is
hello.
Elaine. I'm sorry.
Hi.
Someone is talking. Okay. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Let all who live in the world stand in awe of him. He spoke and it came into being. He gave the order and there it stood. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Hello and welcome to Bible Storyland with Blog Talk Radio. We acknowledge the presence of the Lord this morning. Thanks for being with us this morning. I am your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. This is Children's Day on Bible Storyland. The last Saturday in every month will be Children's Day here on Bible Storyland. So tell your friends, your children, grandchildren, family members, neighbors, members of your church to join us. Psalms 34:13. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you wants to live a full life? Who would like to live a long life, long enough to enjoy good things? Keep your tongue from speaking evil things and your lips from speaking deceitful things. Turn away from evil and good. Seek peace and pursue it. The Lord's eyes are on the righteous people. His ears are open unto their cries for help. So let's pray this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we adore you. We bless you, Father God. We're thanking you this morning for your awesome, mighty power, for your wonderful ways this morning. Thank you, Father, for waking us up. You kept us safe all night. You keep us in your mighty thoughts, and we appreciate you, Father God. We thank you that you are all-knowing, almighty, the great and mighty King. So this morning, Father God, I lift up every caller that's on the air, every person that's going to be listening to the show. We thank you this morning. Bless each and every person, and have your way this morning. We agree with your plan this morning, Father God. Have your way, have your way. And so, Father, we just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name this morning. Thank you, Father. So this morning I honor Father God, who is the head of my life, my God, my Lord, and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are Father God, and we thank you for your divine presence. Have your way this morning, Father God. I honor my sister, my niece and her husband and family, my nephew, his wife and family, my Aunt Mildred, my cousin Mavis, and all of my cousins and all of my family. I thank God for each of you. I honor my spiritual father and mother, Bishop Billy White Sr. and Lady Juanita White at the New Life Temple Church in Jacksonville, 8247 West Ramona, and my church family. I honor each of you. God bless you. I love you this morning. And I thank God for your divine presence this morning. We have some awesome guests this morning. Our first guest is the youngest guest that we have on here. She is 100 years old. She is also known as the Mighty Mildred. She's my favorite aunt, and she's going to sing for us. You ready, Aunt Mildred? How you doing this morning?
Just fine. Just fine. Thanks, Lord.
We're glad you're here. You ready to sing?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
Go right on.
Yes, ma'am.
He's on time, God. Yes, he is. He's on time, God. Yes, he is. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I say he's on time, God. Yes, he is. Now you can ask the children of Egypt. Oh, trapped at the Red Sea by that mean old Pharaoh, he and his army, they had water all around them, and old Pharaoh was on their track. But out of nowhere, my God spoke and made a highway just like that. Let me tell you, he's on time, God. Yes, he is. He's on time, God. Yes, he is. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Yeah, on time, God. I said you can ask the children of Egypt if they were trapped at the Red Sea by that mean old Pharaoh and his army. They had water all around them, and old Pharaoh was on their track. But out of nowhere, my God spoke. He made a highway just like that. Let me tell you, he's on time, God. Yes, he is. He's on time, God. Yes, he is. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Let me tell you, he's on time, God. He's on time. He's on time. Yes, he's on time. He's on time. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's on time, God. Yes, yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, yes, he is. I thank God that he's always on time. Sometimes we think he's never going to come, but he's always on time. It's difficult to wait and wait and then wait some more, especially for children. But God is always on time. So I thank God for each of you. Now we have another singer this morning. Her name is Lauren Patton, and she is a young woman. She's in her 20s. And she's from Ohio. She's going to sing a song for us this morning. And at some
Hello.
Point, we'll all join in. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on the air this morning. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Yes, Jesus loves me for the Bible. Tells me so. Excuse me.
That's okay. Keep going. You're doing good.
Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so, little one, to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes,
Jesus
loves me.
That was a beautiful song, Lauren. Thank you. Thank you so much. We look forward to you coming on again.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You have a blessed day.
Too. Love you.
Bye.
All right. Brother Howard, are you ready this morning?
Yes, I am.
All right. Howard is a member at the New Life Temple Church in Jacksonville, and he is a great musician. I tell you what, I thank God he could play that horn now. He's going to play an instrumental song for us this morning. So we are ready, Brother Howard. Thank you. Without his arm, that mighty everlasting arm, it will hold us up forever and ever and ever. I thank God for that. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for being on with us this morning, Brother Howard.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Same to you. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Two more. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
God bless.
God bless you too. Thank you. All right. Any more children on the air this morning?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on, Frank.
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. My daughter is, Sister Karitha, my daughter Anaya, want to sing, so I'm going to put her on.
Who's this?
This is Bianca Charlo, and my daughter is Anaya Bickham.
Okay, good. All right, we're looking forward to hearing her sing.
Okay, hold one moment.
Okay.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sweetie. How are you? How old are you?
6.
6 years young. Wow. All right, we want to hear you sing. Go ahead.
Yes, Jesus loved me, and the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus, yes. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. And the Bible tells me so.
Amen. That was beautiful. What's your name again?
Anaya.
Anaya. We're so happy to have you.
I want to say twinkle little star.
All right. Go ahead, girl. God made the beautiful stars also. Go ahead.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Amen. Woo! Young talent. That was terrific, sweetie. That was so great. I know your grandma's proud of you, and we're all proud of you. Keep on singing for the Lord. I appreciate you.
Okay.
Grade are you in?
First.
first grade. All right. Don't go off the air. Keep on listening. We got some more for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. God bless you, sweetie. All right. This morning we have another young man. He's 18 years old. Young, rather. His name is Frank Humphrey. Recently, Frank won a 2011 Negro Spiritual Competition. He is a student director at Douglas Anderson School of Arts. His GPA is 3.44. Now, that is great. I am so proud of you, Frank. He is a singer and a man of God who brings forth the word at 18 years young. I met him when he was probably about 15, and I tell you, he has a powerful voice. So, Frank, are you ready? How are you this morning, Frank?
I'm good. I'm really good.
Great. We're happy to have you on, and I just bless your parents because of the way they brought you up, and I bless you because you are a young man like Samuel, faithful, faithful, faithful. So we appreciate you. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Well, today my message is called Jesus Promised Me. And the scripture will be pulling from Psalms 37:4, which says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Right there, that message or that scripture is saying to us, well, to youth, that if you just pray about certain situations, God will, you know, make sure that you have, make sure you have the fruit and the desires of your heart. I know for myself, when I used to leave God out of the equation, you know, I always wonder why wasn't I, you know, winning competitions, and why wasn't I, you know, being successful in my endeavors. So I'm here to say to the youth this morning that you're always supposed to keep God first. I mean, it's the right thing to do. I mean, you know, we see out in the world today a lot of artists. We put Lil Wayne before us. We put Beyonce before us. We put all these various R&B artists up on this pedestal before God, and we worship them more than we worship God. And so, therefore, as youth and as children, we have to be willing to follow, you know, the word that God has laid for us and the destiny that God has predestined for us. And if you go further down the line, it says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Also, that is saying to us that, I mean, if you keep focus on your what you want to do, on the things that you want to get accomplished in your life, being that if you, you know, 4 to 100, if you still have things you want to do, always be spiritually prayed up about it and learn that God is always going to be in that corner with you, even if you may not have that friend, that boyfriend, that girlfriend, that fiance, that husband, you know, that wife in the corner with you. Know also that you have God in that corner with you, because when you don't have any friends, you have God there that's going to keep pushing you, because he already has predestined that plan for you when you were born. And your destiny is one thing when God has predestined it for you, because I know that we try to get away from the plan that God has us to do. Like, I know plenty of ministers out there who has ran away from the ministry simply because they were scared of what God was going to have to do for them. But now they're walking more, you know, respectfully in the ministry, and they are doing what God has entitled them to do. And I know that scares our youth and our little ones every day of their lives, because parents also have the right to name what their children want to do, but God has already set aside what every child in America, every child across seas, what God wants them to do. I believe if we put the word in front of our children's hearts and our lives, instead of Beyonce, instead of Lil Wayne, maybe we can save our children's life. Maybe we can save that child who is going through depression. Maybe we can save that child who is thinking about committing suicide. And it happens every day. But if we follow circumspectly in the word of God, and if we move forward in the word of God, then America itself, our youth, our children could be better. Myself, being that I'm always in front of youth, I'm always in front of, you know, little young adults that are growing up before me, I always try to empower them with the word, with saying that, you know, God is real. You know, you need to anoint God because God gave you the voice. God gave you that talent. God gave you those feet to dance. And if you don't give him the praise, he can take it away from you. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. Like the little ones who sung before me and people who sung before me, keep it up. Keep doing what God has asked you to do. God didn't give you a voice for no reason. He gave you a voice to command his people to follow God, to worship him, to anoint his name, to praise his name, to scream his name, to lift him up higher and just worship him because he's good. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. And I think if we, you know, empower our youth every day, we as adults, we as young adults, our future will be much better than it is today. Our ladder will be so much greater than it is today. And I'm going to leave on this note with saying that Jesse Norman, a famous opera singer, a famous African-American opera singer, always says that success isn't an option or a dream. It's a demand, meaning that, you know, dreams are good. And options are good, but when you follow out, when you want to progress, all about progression, and when you want to see the process versus the product, because you always have to go through the process to get to the product, to get to the main thing, you have to be willing to command what you want, but command it through God, and you will see a lot of doors opening for you. You will start singing in front of kings and queens. You will meet different people who will open up doors for you if you let go and let God, and Jesus will promise you.
Amen. We ready for that song, too? Now, Frank, you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. This God precious fountain. Free to all a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain in the cross. In the cross be my glory ever till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Thank you.
Thank you. Whoa! A mighty young man of God. Now, that's what I'm talking about. An 18-year-old young man, been preaching the word for years and years. A seasoned young man. Seasoned young man like Daniel, like Samuel, like Meshach, Radshach, and Abednego. Seasoned young man. Oh, my God. That song brought tears to my eyes. The message you brought, keep God first. Delight yourself in the Lord. Commit your way unto the Lord, and he'll bring it to pass. I thank God for you, Frank. I tell you, each of you have touched my heart. But, Frank, I just want to thank you for keeping the faith. Because it's difficult now as a young person out here in this world. There's so many temptations. But I want to encourage you to keep on keeping the faith as a young man. Stay faithful all the days of your life like Samuel. And he will bring it to pass when you delight yourself continually. Not only when Frank Humphrey delight himself, when we all delight ourselves in the Lord. When we all commit our ways to the Lord, he will bring it to pass. Now, that's just right in line. What he spoke is right in line with what one of the things that God gave me to speak to you It's called Tune In to Frequency God. You know, a lot of times we tune into all kind of things, but, you know, I love to listen to praise music on the computer, on the CD player, on the TV, on the radio. I love to listen to different kinds of things. Many of us are always tuned into something. You know, sometimes we don't just stop and be still and just listen to the voice of God, the quietness where we are. We have the iPod on in our ears, the boombox in our ears, the computer, the cell phone, you name it. We are channeled into something. What frequency are we tuned into? What if you were so busy that you could not hear the love of your soul tuning in to your God? On what frequency is God trying to get your attention? He says, be still and know that I'm God. He tried many, many times. He's written to you love letters from Genesis to Revelation. He sent preachers to tell you he wants a relationship with you. He don't want us to be so busy that we don't have time for our great creator. He's the one who created us. He holds the key to our lives. He put a purpose within us. He wants to lead us in that purpose if we'll be still and know that he is God. So we are all enjoy listening to messages, but God has a message for us. Sometimes he sends a friend to tell us the message. Sometimes he sends a preacher to tell us the message. Father God has been sending messages to each of us. Would you be willing to turn off everything for God, the TV, the radio, the computer, the MP3 player, the iPod, the cell phone, you name it, to listen to Father God, your creator, talk to you? He usually speaks in a quiet tone. You have to give him your undivided attention to hear what he's saying. Or to frequency God, what is Father God, the one who created you, saying to you in particular? Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. We have to drop everything we're doing, get in a quiet place and ask the Father, what are you speaking to me, Father? He spoke to Samuel as a child. He's speaking to Frank Humphrey as a child. He's speaking to, I think she said her name was Bianca, the little girl that was on at 5 years old in the first grade. He's speaking to her as a child. What is God saying to you? He's saying, what the thing he's saying he wants us to do in Deuteronomy 6:5-6? And you shall love him, the Lord your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all your strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves, our neighbors. Who is our neighbor? Everybody we come in contact with, those who live across the street from us. We may not even know their names, but they're our neighbors. So first we love God, then we love ourselves, then we love each other like we love ourselves. So, Father, I'm asking you to teach us how to love you. Teach us how to love ourselves. Teach us how to love each other. And then we have to teach those things to our children. They're not going to just get it all in Sunday school. They're not going to get it in public schools. They're not going to get it all in private schools. When you love God as he has commanded, we will love our neighbors, which is each other. That includes everyone on the earth. There will be no killing of innocent children or adults. Take care of each other, or we look out for each other. Stop the killing. Stop the murdering. Love God first. Love yourself. Love each other. And here's what I want you to know, that I love each of you. Who do you love? Remember, first, love God, love yourself, and love each other. So I want to make some declarations for our children today. We also have some other guests that will be coming on in a few minutes. I have not forgotten you. I'm going to decree and declare into our children's lives today. You know, it's so much negativity that our children are facing. When I was growing up, we had people on the street stopping fights and directing the children. People on the corner, neighbors would correct the children, and that's how they kept safe. And they're missing that now. They don't have people to come and say, uh-uh, that's not good. Don't do that, baby. Don't go that way, honey. So we have to, even though sometimes, you know, parents may not want us to say, but it's going to save their lives or to keep them out of early graves. So I want to make these declarations. I decree and declare that our children will give their lives to Jesus at a young, tender age. I decree and declare that our children are protected by God all the days of their lives. I decree and declare that our children love God with all their heart and love each other as they love themselves. I decree and declare that our children will live long lives according to God's plan for their lives. I decree and declare that our children are blessed and highly favored. I decree and declare that our children are obedient to God and to their parents and those who have rule and authority over them. I decree and declare that our children are 10 times smarter than all their friends. I decree and declare that our children have scholarships to complete schooling all the way through college. I decree and declare that our children have many gifts and talents. Will use them to give God glory. I decree and declare that our children have the mind of Christ. So I thank God for our children this morning. I tell you what, I'm just so full at the young people who've been on thus far this morning, bringing forth the word, singing songs unto the Lord. Brother Howard playing an instrument to the Lord. It's just my Aunt Mildred singing praise unto the Lord. It's just a great morning to praise the Lord. So this morning we have another woman of God, a great woman of God. Her name is Sister Helena Thomas, and she is a noted writer. She wrote a great book called Grandma's Helper. She wrote the book to encourage grandmothers and grandfathers and mothers and fathers and children to help our children know God at an early age. She will give a brief testimony concerning prayers in the public schools and her grandson. Hey, Wyatt, how are you?
Fine.
How old are you, Wyatt?
Six.
Six, okay. He's going to tell something right after his grandmother finishes. Good morning, Sister Helena.
Good morning. Glad to be on the program today.
You go right ahead.
All right, I just want to say a moment, say something about that precious, precious aunt of yours, your Aunt Mildred. It blessed my heart to hear her sing and keep a tune and sing all those verses to that song. It's a blessing. And, you know, as she said, he's an on-time God. God gave her this message just for this time, to let people see, even at her age, he's still an on-time God. And that our prayer for her that she continue doing the work of the Lord, because he is truly an on-time God, even right now. Okay, now this is the letter that I received, that I wrote, actually, to Congressman Edward A. Baird, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., and I wrote it because I was concerned about the prayers in the public schools that were taken out. This was written September 27, 1975. Dear Congressman, as the citizens of America appreciate the freedom of speech and religion with the goal of liberty and justice for all, because of these principles on which our nation was founded, we humbly signed this petition requesting that prayer be reinstated in the public schools. As we reflect on the words of the pledge that is made to the American flag, we note that it says, "One nation under God." Are not the children of America a part of this nation? We look to the youth of today as leaders for tomorrow. Should we continue to see the moral decline and corruption of our youth that has taken place in the public schools in this present decade and not care? We are not suggesting that the lack of prayer in the public schools has been the sole cause of this decay. But surely it has played a significant part. Educating our children is building for our country's future. Nothing should be undone in developing our children for stable, moral, and skillful adulthood. We cherish the untiring efforts of our forefathers who founded this nation with confidence in God. With this confidence, they passed on to us the motto we still imprint on our currency, "In God we trust." We open our hearts with love for the youth of America and share their plight with great concern. Therefore, 4,136 of us have agreed to acknowledge this concern. Mr. Congressman, please do your part in the legislature to try and reestablish the tradition of the past, the freedom to pray in the public schools. Thank you kindly for your urgent consideration of this petition. Sincerely, Helena Thomas. And I'd like to add that I went out on Canal Street in New Orleans area, and there's a bus stop where they have sometimes, I suppose, about 100 people or less standing there waiting for the bus. So I knew that was a good location where I could stand and get them to sign the petition to reinstate prayer in the public schools. And then I went out on the lakefront where they do have picnicking and where they have lots of people. And I was able to get these petitions signed and send it up there. And as you know, today it's getting worse, and we really need prayer back in the public schools. Thank you.
Amen. We really need prayer so that our children can be protected and we can be protected in our neighborhoods. And Lord says, pray without ceasing, even if we just say, "Father, protect us," or "Father, help us." And I appreciate that letter, Sister Helena, the time that you took to write the letter and to get all those petitions. You took time out of your busy schedule. You yielded to the Lord, and you were doing the work of the Lord, getting all those people to sign, even though in many public schools the children are not allowed to pray anymore. And so much is happening nowadays. You know, when we had a prayer in the public schools, the children were safe, the environment was safe, the children were well-disciplined, and the children listened to those, you know, who had rule and authority over them. They were obedient, and they learned. They learned. The teachers insisted that we learn. They didn't just say, "Okay, we're just going to give you an F if you don't get it." No, no, no. They said, "You're going to get it." But they prayed for us. We said prayer in the cafeteria. So, Sister Elena, I thank God for that. I thank God for the time that you took out. And I'm praying that they will bring prayer back in the public schools, keep them in the private schools and in other areas, because our children are dying on the streets daily because they don't have that covering. They don't have that covering. When we pray, God hears what we're asking him down here, and he moves on our behalf. So as we continue this morning, we have little Wyatt. You want to say something to us, Wyatt?
Yeah.
Say yes, ma'am.
The guard gave us a lot of stuff and all kinds of food and all kinds of food. And we love him.
Amen. That was good. Anything else, Wyatt?
I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Hey, man, listen to that. How old are you, Wyatt?
That's going out.
How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
Six.
6 years young. Listen to that. We've had 2 6-year-olds this morning. Wyatt, I want to ask you and other people on the line a question this morning. So all of you who have who press 1, I want you to listen to this and answer when I ask a question. All right. Listen to this first this morning. I thank God for each of you this morning. You all are blessing, blessing, blessing us.
Yes, that's a
Give me a B. Give me an I. Give me a B. Give me an L. Give me an E. What does that spell? Who can tell me? Say it. Everybody who's on the line, say, what does it spell? Hello?
Bible.
What'd you say?
Bible.
Bible, yeah. Somebody else pressed one here also. Let me see. Who's that?
Yes, Maurice.
For Dean. What's that spell?
Bible.
Bible, yes. That's the greatest book, the Bible, the greatest book ever written. Now, I want you to know something, particularly my young children. The Bible has two parts, the Old Testament, which has 39 books from Genesis all the way to Malachi. Then the New Testament starts at Matthew. It has 27 books, Matthew to Revelation, 66 books in the whole Bible. The book of Esther is in the Old Testament. That's where our story is taken from today. So I want you to listen to Esther speak for just a minute. She has some important words to share with you.
I am Esther. People say that I am as wise and brave as I am beautiful. When I was a young woman, I became a queen when King Xerxes chose me from all the beautiful women in my country to be his wife. Although I am Jewish, I did not tell him that I was one of God's special people. One day, my Uncle Mordecai overheard an evil plan to kill all the Jews. I was scared. I thought the king might want to hurt me too when he found out that I was Jewish. But I knew I was the only one who could stop this evil plan. So I made a delicious feast for the king and served it to him. The king was very pleased. I got up my courage and asked the king to please save my life and the lives of my people. The king listened to me and believed what I was saying. King Xerxes ordered that all the Jewish people would be safe. I spent the rest of my life helping my people.
Amen. That was Esther. Now, here is the story of Esther also. Esther was a great woman. You know, all children dream, or they daydream, and they have hopes. Being a female, I can tell you, when I was growing up, little girls had dreams and hopes that a knight in shining armor would come and ask you to marry him. There was a fairy tale about kissing a frog that would turn into a prince. Well, those were children's dreams, hopes, you could say. Well, one of our stories today, our story today is about a girl whose cousin adopted her after her parents had died. I don't know if she too had dreams of marrying a prince, but she did marry a king, as you heard Esther tell the story of her life. She was a beautiful and lovely Jewish girl whose real name was Hadassah, whose name was changed to protect her from those who might try to harm her, because she was a Jew. Her cousin, who raised her, was named Mordecai. He changed her name from Hadassah to Esther. Good thing he did, because she was taken away all of a sudden with several other virgin young ladies who would go through preparation to be queen. God gave Esther with Haggai, the guardian of women. Esther pleased him and won his affection. She had outer and inner beauty. So he immediately gave her food and several female servants, and he gave her the best place in the woman's quarters. Esther did not reveal her nationality or her family background at first, because Mordecai had ordered her not to. Mordecai checked on Esther every day to find out how she was doing and what was happening to her. Each young lady had a turn to go to King Xerxes after she had completed the required 12-month treatment for women. That treatment was a time of beauty, which was spent as follows: 6 months using oil of myrrh, and 6 months using perfumes and other treatments for women. After that, the young women would go to the king. She could take anything she wanted with her from the quarters. There, she would be in the care of the king's eunuch. She never went to the king again unless the king desired her and requested her by name. Esther was the daughter of Abigail, Mordecai's uncle. Mordecai had adopted Esther as his own daughter. When Esther's turn came to go to the king, she asked only for what the king's eunuchs, Haggai, had the guardian of the women advised her. Everyone saw Esther, liked her. So Esther was taken to King Xerxes in his royal palace in the month of Tebeth, the 10th month in the 7th year of his reign. Now the king loved Esther more than all the other women and favored her all over all the other virgins. So he put the royal crown on her head and made her queen. The king held the banquet. The king held a banquet for Esther. He invited all his officials, his advisors. He also declared that be a holiday in the provinces, and he handed out gifts from his royal generosity. Now, the question I want to ask you today is, why do you think King chose Esther instead of the other lady virgins? Do you think it was because she was beautiful and lovely? Do you think it was because she was a virgin, pure, clean, untouched, a woman of God? Do you think it was because she was liked by everyone? Do you think it was because she had inner and outer beauty? What is inner beauty? Something inside a person that draws something pleasing to others. Pureness, kindness, consideration of others, likable, confident, outer beauty. That's inner beauty. What is outer beauty? You know, getting our hair done, looking great, all those things. But they're lacking. When you have outer beauty, you may be lacking in consideration. You may be lacking in kindness. You may be lacking in purity. You may be lacking in consideration. What kind of a person are you? Would the king choose you? If you were a queen choosing the king, would the queen choose you? Attitude is very important in acquiring inner beauty. Do you have a pleasing attitude? Would the King of Kings, the God of gods, the Father, or God Almighty, would he choose you to marry a queen or a king? Hey, what is God saying to us? Is he saying, come to me? Come to me. He's telling us to come closer because he said he's our friend. Did you choose God to be your friend? So we have some more time this morning. We have heard several great, great, great songs, instrumental as well as voice songs. We've heard a message this morning from Frank Humphrey. We've heard Sister Helena's testimony about prayer back in the schools. We've heard Wyatt give a Bible scripture. And we've heard a little one sing Jesus Loves Me and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. So I thank God for each of you. Are there any prayer requests this morning? Any prayer requests? Yes? You're on the air?
Yes. This is Linda in New Orleans.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
You have a prayer request?
Yeah, I have a prayer request. I want to pray for all the sick and shut-in in the world.
Okay.
And I want to pray for my health and strength.
Okay. More prayer requests. Okay. Wyatt, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna pray for Wyatt too. Wyatt, anything in particular you want us to pray for?
Huh?
You want us to about anything for you this morning? Are you feeling good?
Yeah.
Say yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Anything you want us to pray for this morning?
No. Not
all right.
Really.
What about school friends? Would you like us to pray for your school friends?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll pray for your school friends, for you and your school friends. Anybody else? Okay.
No. No, ma'am.
All righty. Well, we're going to pray. Father God, we just thank you this morning for being with us this morning, Father God. We honor you as the great and mighty I am this morning. We thank you for your divine presence this morning, Father God. We thank you that you are a mighty King and almighty God. And, Father, I lift up every person who sang on the radio, who played music on the radio, who said words of wisdom, who participated in any way, and those who are listeners. I lift them and their families up this morning, and I thank you for being present with all of us. You are omnipresent. You are God all by yourself. You're able to be present in Ohio. You're able to be present in Louisiana. You're able to be present in Michigan. You're able to be present in Texas. You're able to be present in Florida. You're able to be present all at the same time, all over the world. There is no place you are not. So we're thanking you this morning for your greatness, for your awesome power. And, Lord, I thank you for my friend Linda who lives in the Louisiana area who came on and requested prayer this morning. I lift her up this morning. I thank you for her health and her strength, Father God. You are her strength, and her joy is your strength, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for she requested prayer for those who are sick and shut in, unable to go out, unable, Lord God, maybe to get out of their beds, those in nursing homes. Miss Louise Luke, Lord God, and any other sick and shut in the nursing homes, stop by, Lord God, just a touch from you. Touch them in a mighty way this morning, Father God. Let them know that you are with them, Father God, that you will never leave them, forsake them. Those that are in the hospitals, whether it's long stay or temporary stay, Father God, touch their bodies. Go into the neonatal care areas for the babies. Excuse me, and touch them this morning. And, Father, we thank you for touching stomach conditions and heart conditions and lung conditions and body conditions and mental conditions and physical conditions, Father God. Father, emotional conditions, Father God. And, Father, we repent before you for any way we've sinned against you. You are the Most High God, and we want to thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you've done already. And, Father, I thank you for the young people that's on the line, Sister Glory Dean's young great-grandchild, Father God. I lift her up, and I lift Wyatt up, and their friends in school, Father God. Put godly children around them, godly people to instruct them in your ways, Father God. Lead them according to your spirit. Lead all of us according to your spirit. Have your way in our lives, Father God. I pray a hedge of protection around our children, Father God. I pray that you will continually lead them by your spirit, Father God. Speak to them as young people. Use them mightily, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we give you honor and praise this morning. We thank you that you are the King of Kings, that you are the mighty God, that is nothing too difficult for you. Even those who didn't make prayer requests, Father God, I lift them up this and I thank you, Father, for what you're doing on their behalf. I bless you this morning. I honor you this morning. I give you praise. I give you God. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for what you're going to do. I bless your name this morning, Father God. I thank you for all that you're doing in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor your presence this morning, Father God. We thank you for who you are and what you're doing. Now have your way, Father God. I just bless and honor you. We love you, Father God. We adore you, Father God. We honor you, Father God. We thank you that you chose us to be your very elect children, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless you today, Father God. We honor you today, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for your love, Father God. We thank you this morning. We honor you as a king, the great king. Have your way in our lives. We thank you for being on the radio with us this morning, Father God. Have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I know Sister Glory Dean was calling me just a minute ago on my home phone, but I cannot answer. Someone else, it's a 504 number, 941. Did you have something you wanted to say? Is that you, Linda?
No.
Okay, that's someone else. Let me see. I'm going to try to unmute them here. You're on the air, 504-491. Who's this?
This is June from Louisiana, 504-914-4465. How are you, Sister Caressa?
I'm doing great. You had something you wanted to say this morning, Dr. Paul.
Yes. Well, I just want to tell you that I really enjoyed the program, enjoyed everybody. In fact, I told a friend of mine, I don't know if they're on the air or not, but another lady named Monica and her daughter, I told them last night, I gave them your number and told them to listen today and to participate. So if they're on, I want to say hello to them. But I just wanted to say to the young people, to encourage other young people, stay in the Word and pray, and to the adults, remember that we're on stage, and we must always remain cognizant of the fact that young people as well as adults are observing and looking at us. We are God's representatives. So let's always remember to speak positively to our young people, praise God, and to be that example in word and in deed. And as a district former district administrator and all that, I've worked for many years with young people in and out of church and even continue to do so. Praise God. This is an exciting time to be living in, and although you may be a grandparent or great-grandparent such as I am, there are still ways that you can connect, amen, and break that, bridge that generation gap. You can do things on the computer. You can send text messages to your young friends, praise the Lord, and just keep in touch and in tune with what they're interested in, amen, and listen and just love them and, lead them into the things that you know about that are still working and still good for everybody of all ages, such as the Word of God, the Bible, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And lay hands on them. Let them receive and go forth. They're never too young to receive what God has for them. So we love you and we thank God for you. We pray for you, Sister Coretta, and hello to our friend, Sister Helena and Sister Gloria Dean. Okay? Thank
Amen.
You for this
thank
time.
Thank you, June Paul. We appreciate those words of wisdom and instruction in God's ways. Thank you so much. I appreciate
Praise
you.
God.
We love you too. Sister
Gloria
Dean,
you.
You're on.
I am.
Yes, ma'am. You wanted to say something?
I didn't mean to call your phone number. I got cut off and I was getting back on the line. But
okay,
I
but
did.
When you get, just call the number back and.
I got it back.
Okay.
I'm on, huh?
Yes, you are.
Okay, well, since I'm on, I just want to just tell the grandparents and the parents, you know, today about the children, because I talked to you about the prayer. And I just want to let them know one thing, and say it very quickly, that we should always say every day, affirm now with all our children and grandchildren, that verse in Isaiah 54:13, that our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children. And that will be the salvation of our children. Doesn't matter if they're from 5 to 55, that verse will save them. And that's all I have
Amen.
To say.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I tell you what, the Word always blesses us and keep us focused on God. You read the Word of God, and I thank you for that word in Isaiah 53. Anybody else have anything to say this morning? We have some more time. Anybody else? Well, I thank God for each of you this morning, and I thank God for what He's done on Bible Storyland this morning. We just appreciate you, and we thank God for being on this morning on the air. We've got still more time. I want to There's a little one here wants to say something to you, so listen, everybody.
Now I'm really down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Your love be with me through the night and wake me with the morning light. Amen.
That was for my littlest to the oldest this morning on the show. That was the first prayer that my father taught me how to say. Now I lay me down to sleep. And when I got older, he said, okay, now it's time for you to say Our Father, which art in heaven. So teach the young people to pray. Teach them how to pray. Teach them to pray to the Father. So I thank God for you. There's one more that wants to sing a song this morning, a musical song. Yes, Jesus loves us. Yes, Jesus loves us. Yes, Jesus loves us. For the Bible tells us so. So I thank God for each of you. Jesus loves you. He loves all of us. All of us are his children. No matter what age we are, we belong to him. And we are his children. So I thank God for you all being on this morning. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Have a God-filled day. And remember to acknowledge God daily. All righty. I see a 513 Ohio number. I see a New Orleans number on here, a 504-267, another New Orleans number, 491. I just appreciate all of you. I see another number, New Orleans number, 504-343. I see another New Orleans number, 504-341. I see my cousin Mavis on the line. I see my Aunt Mildred on the line. My sister's on the line. I just thank God for each of you all being on. You don't know how much you encourage me. And I want to let each of you know that even though you're live on the air during the week, other people come on the computer and listen to the show at other times at their leisure. So you're blessing people all over that we don't even know. And I thank God for each of you and your participation, your prayers. Just the listening ear is encouraging to me. So like I said, have a God-filled day. Anybody else want to say anything? We got about another minute or two.
I would like to say, give my post office box if anyone is interested in Grandma's Helper, because it's a book that's a teaching book for children, training them the way they should go. And the post office box is 1036 Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. That's Helena Thomas.
Can you let me see? Marrero. How do you spell Marrero?
M-A-R-R-E-R-O.
Marrero, Louisiana. Give the zip again, please.
70073.
Okay, so that's Helena Thomas, P.O.
Yes.
Box 1036, Marrero,
yes.
Louisiana, 70073.
That's
so
correct.
So remember, she wrote that book, Grandma's Helper. And she also has a group called Positive Confession that meets on Mondays and also once a month on Saturdays. They pray and have a program, praise and worship unto the Lord. So I thank God for all of you. So anybody else have anything to say? We're going to go. If not, all righty. Okay. Sister Lainey, you want to close us out in prayer this morning?
Yes, I would like to. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you for every listening ear that you've blessed us with on this program. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that washed us and cleansed us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, you all. Love you all. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Who's this?
Frank.
Oh, hey, Frank. Glad you're on. So much for Lauren singing this morning. She did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for the encouragement. Still got a couple of more people, three more people on. Miss Delaney, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I thought you were hanging up.
Huh? Hang it up?
Oh. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Hey, Grace, I love you. Talk to you soon. Hold on, Grace. I'm muting you. Hold on. Grace? Hello? Grace? Okay, you hung up.